Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger with Stockman's. So let's just talk about, start off telling us how the week went there.
Casey, really the week started out, we started out with good runs in Oklahoma City. We had 10,000 plus and pretty much have seen that was kind of normal runs. Everybody's still staying above, I say above average. You go back and look at history and I think Oklahoma City had 8,500 a year ago. Like at Apache this week, we had 2,000 a year ago. We had 1,500. What we're seeing like at our smaller barns, like in rural America, outside of Oklahoma City, is our cow kill's still up. People are still culling cows, which they're not doing anything we shouldn't already been doing. They're culling old and open cows. Like I said in the past, when me and you talked, I haven't got into a set of true young cows yet, which is very positive from my standpoint. Oklahoma City was bigger. I mean, the calves have got to come to town. They're saving the cows. They're coming with calves 30 to 60 days early. And we're in a survival mode. People are doing what they should be doing. Nothing's got in the panic mode yet. I mean, I know a lot of us are thinking panic, but people are just responding normally, relieving their cow, trying to get her into the winter in good shape, selling down to however much hay they've got available. And the herds that are selling more than normal or have no hay or short on water or both of the above. But, realistically, the cattle market is in good hands. I mean, we've got tremendous demand for the cattle. We got tremendous demand for our product. I mean, outside of some government deal, just like we have the rail strike threatened us, creates havoc and uncertainty because it seems like everything that politically comes up gets dumped back into agriculture somehow, some way.
Absolutely.
And that's probably the biggest panic. I talk to customers as they're very optimistic about the market. Of course, they're optimistic people. They wouldn't be in agriculture. And outside of some political or pandemic, everybody's very positive about the industry right now.
Well, and I have seen things are kind of greening up a little bit. So that's good news.
It did. You say that it greened up, but I'm going to tell you what, last week sucked a lot of green out of it. I mean, it was a very positive and helped all of us mentally to feel some relief. But now, I mean, this 90 degree weather and this wind blowing is the fields there in Southwest Oklahoma 2 weeks ago. You can tell we got rain. They were working ground. Things look good. And this week they were working ground. And I mean, you couldn't even see the tractors. The dust was boiling so bad.
Yeah. And it doesn't look like for at least the next few weeks, we're not going to get any rain chances, or it's still going to kind of stay hot. And Bob, I'm going to be honest. I'm ready for fall, like fall weather and fall everything.
Well, my wife said we don't have them anymore. We go from summer to winter.
That may be true. Well, have you heard that producers are at least excited about the Emergency Drought Commission providing a little drought relief for the farmers and ranchers?
Yes. I've heard them talk about that. They got to call in and, get their information, what they've sold and different things. And we've been helping them get some of that done if they got signed up for it. And they need to. They need to get signed up for it and use it. It's provided for them.
Absolutely. What are some other ways that you're just still kind of encouraging folks to stay positive?
Well, I mean, this thing down the road, I mean, it's a nightmare and a misery right now for all of us. But down the road, we're looking at 2011 and 12 again. The thing that we're seeing that we didn't see then is a higher market in the middle of the drought. We did not see a higher market in 2011 and 12 till the end of 13 and 14. And if you think back, that's when the rain, we finally got restocked and or reestablished our grasses and our wheat pasture. And then the market came back and we're maintaining a good killing cow market, a good stocker market and a good feeder market through all this. So there's optimism down the road. I mean, these guys are buying these stockers. If we get wheat or grass, have got a tremendous margin in them, what you can lay them off or contract them or hedge them at, 6 months down the road. Now, the guy buying these feeder cattle is drastically optimistic because he can't lock in that kind of margin, 200 days out on these 7 weight feeder cattle. I mean, they're locking in a loss at that level unless they've done some strategic marketing with, buying corn and doing a lot of other things that they do, which we hope they do because that's what keeps all of us in business.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I know that I've heard of some other producers really getting creative with their hay resources right now too.
Right. Right. I made a trip to Missouri 2 weeks ago. My partner's daughter got married and we went up. I'd never been to Branson. We drove to Branson, but now you get north and east of Vinita into Missouri. Now, I mean, they got grass and when I got into Missouri, it was the only place that I've seen hay, lined up where they've been baling it, and looked to me like the cow herd in Missouri is in full-fledged force there. There's a cow and calf under every tree. So that excited me because we're culling down pretty hard here.
We went to Branson a couple of months ago and it just made me jealous. It rained the whole time we were there.
Well, it rained there that weekend. We were at my partner's daughter's wedding there at Branson. It rained up pretty much all 3 days we were there.
I know. I felt like it was just throwing rain in my face and throwing green grass and hay in my face the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we got south and west of Vinita and it was back to reality.
Absolutely. But, I just love the fact that, farmers and ag producers are eternal optimists. So even when it's the worst of the worst, we're still looking for the best of the best.
Well, we got to be. I mean, that we don't even look. It's going to rain. It's kind of like my grandmother always said, it will rain. Not on your time, but it will rain.
Absolutely. All right, Bob, thanks so much for the update.
All right. Good to talk to you, Casey. Have a good weekend.
You too.